Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. And I'm also joined by Dale Gillam, chief analyst at Wealth Within. Welcome, Dale.
Oh, hi, Blake. It's good to do a podcast with you.
It is, together for the, I think this is the first duo podcast we've done, isn't it?
No. My first duo with you.
First duo with me. Okay. Yeah. No worries at all.
I did a few years back with Paul Ash, who was the president of the ATAA with
Victoria. Of course. Well, this is our first Talking Wealth for 2012. And what we both, we had a discussion last week and thought what we might do for this particular first session just to kick things off for the year is really discuss, as the title suggests, of this particular podcast, what opportunities we're seeing in 2012. And what I'd like to do to start off is perhaps just recap on 2011, because
that's a good idea.
Yes, thank you.
That was a good idea.
Overall, for me, Dale, 2011 was a bit of was a really sluggish year, wasn't it? Really, in terms of what we saw overall from the market, we were still going through that big sort of sideways trend, and even down as well to
a
large extent.
Not having enough fibre in your breakfast, isn't it?
A little bit. There was no pep in the market at all, and that was really running on the back of, obviously, from a global economic perspective, we had a lot of bad information coming out of Europe. We had a lot of US stuff, although that's quietened down more so probably because of the election process that's running on over there at the moment. But really a lot of bad news coming out from those two big powers.
It was, but some of it wasn't unexpected. Mm. Talking about Greece wasn't unexpected. Obviously, Spain's not unexpected. Mm-hmm. Some of the other ones. Italy was probably more of a bit of a surprise, although that in itself wasn't unexpected either. Obviously, the severity of some of this stuff could be coined as being unexpected, but at the moment, you're quite correct. And there's a lot of mixed signals coming around all the time at the moment. That's what we're seeing is people are being confused about what the news is coming out, because one minute it's nice and the next minute there's some conjecture about something falling over or somebody can't pay their debts, and then the next week we get some better figures on something else. So I can understand people thinking the market was probably a bit schizophrenic last year, to coin a bit of a phrase, especially the second half of the year, not so much the first half. The second year was very much a very choppy sideways market.
And again, that's what I was just about to say, is that I think that's why we did see that large sideways movement, simply because there was so much confusion within the market. There was so much information coming out. And like you were saying, there was days where, yep, everything's fine. And then the next day it was, no, everything's bad again. And that's where just that big choppy sideways move that we had through most of that period.
Some bad news come out and the market still went up. which is even worse. I mean, there's quite a times. I mean, I've been an analyst for a long, long, long time. Since you were a baby, yes. Probably. but the thing to me is that some of the things you normally would expect weren't actually occurring. And so, normally when an announcement happens or something happens in the market, you can have a pretty good idea of what might happen. But what we found in last year, or especially in that second half, is things were happening and what you'd normally expect didn't actually happen. It did the opposite. Mm. And that was pretty unnerving from an analyst point of view. And I remember speaking, Janine and I spoke to an expert with one of the large broking houses, a portfolio manager there, and he just said, "Dale, we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we're ready to get a normal market back together again." And I think that's where everybody is at the moment. Mm. We're all just, a lot of people are just hanging on and going, well, do I get into shares? Do I not get into shares? Do I take the risk? Do I not take the risk? And that's where we're getting down into looking at where some of the opportunities might lie. Now, I'm at the moment in the process of doing all my figures for 2011, which I'll present tomorrow night. Janine and I are doing a live forum tomorrow night, where we're going to go through the Dow and the Aussie dollar.
Right.
Goal, we're going to go through some of the Asian markets, maybe the China, Singapore, etc., just to show people what we think the markets and how they're going to unfold. So that will be, we'll actually record it. If you don't make that webinar. We will be recording it, so just ask us for the link to the recording.
And it'll obviously be on the website for everyone to
we'll be putting it into our blog, and we'll post it on Facebook and that as well, so people can actually have a look at it. So just go to facebook.com/wealthwithin and you better go it, or on our blog page.
Yeah, so, and I mean, looking forward to 2012 just for a moment as well. Hopefully we're going to have a bit better of a year, because I was doing some research myself and was sort of looking at more so the top 20. And overall, the top 20, we were down about 14.5% from sort of the 12 months of 2011. So I think there are going to be a few opportunities, which we'll talk about later on. But let's hope it's going to be a bit more of a positive year.
Oh, look, I think this is going to be the year of it. And I know this is really strange to say, it's either going to be the year where the market's going to go up massively or it's going to go down massively. And the point at today, it's going to be hard to tell, because it's going to be and it really depends on world governments. If the world governments make the right decisions, then the market will go up, we'll start a new bull market, and everything will be fantastic. Or if they don't make the right decisions, then the opposite can happen just as quickly. But what will happen, what we know, or what I'm quite certain of, is that when it does happen, it'll be swift.
Yes.
It'll happen and it'll be swift. And I'm not 100% sure either way. And that's where I think people really do need to throw out their buy and pray method, of where they buy something and pray it goes up, and actually look at the market and look for the longer term, because if we tend to focus on the shorter term, then we're going to see all the problems. But at the end of the day, I don't have a problem with people buying any of the top 20 shares now and holding them for 10 years. It's not a big issue.
Yeah, because you're going to double your money anyway, aren't you, really?
Yeah, and you'll double your money and you'll do really, really well. But at the end of the point of the time is, a lot of people, when they buy shares, while intellectually they know that it's risky and they could be losing, they don't want to lose, or they don't think they're going to lose. So when everybody buys the shares, we just want it to go up. And that's just not necessarily going to happen this year again. We're going to have shares that will do the opposite of what we expect, and the unexpected happening. And I know you're going to talk about some specific sectors and some areas
later on, where people
can get into. But I think now is the time people really need to have a good look at their long-term planning and say, well, where do I want to be in 5 years' time? Where do I want to be in 10 years' time? Mm-hmm. And take that. And I mean, if you do go into the market, just know that it may go down or it may go up. You don't know, but at least what I'm confident of is this year will be the change. Mm-hmm. It'll be that where the seesaw tips over, or the pendulum swings from the bottom to the other side, and I think that's where we're getting to this year, and that's what I'm very, very confident on.
That's what I think everyone's waiting for, isn't it? It's that big news, whether it's something catastrophic is going to happen and the market's going to go down, or something really, really positive is going to come out and it's going to start going up.
It's got to happen, because we're getting into the sharp end of the wedge, as they say, or that pressure cooker is just happening. And pressure cooker is probably the wrong word, but it's like, trying to get out of a plane, when you get 300 people stand up and trying to get out, everybody's rushing for the door, whereas right now we've got that sort of stuff happening. There's lots of things going on in Europe. They have to sort out their money problems. They have to guarantee supply of money. There's no two ways about it, but you've got all these different economies, they speak different languages, they all have different understanding and religion and beliefs and government systems and everything else. And they've got to agree on something. And I think sometimes it's when the pain gets enough, people will change. And at the moment, the pain in Europe is pretty hard.
It is. But to me as well, there's got to be an end to the whole process of just throwing cash at something, because for me, I've always been a big believer that you can't get out of debt by borrowing more money.
You can't.
So by simply throwing more money at this big problem, to me, that's not a be all and end all solution for things. So what I'm sort of waiting for as well is, like you're saying just then, to sort of, people are basically going to stop what they're doing once it gets too painful. So it's really, something's going to have to happen. Something's going to have to shift where the solution to the problem is not just throwing more money at this particular cause or
well, the solution is never throwing a lot of money at it. The solution is actually working out where the systemic breakdown is, so where the breakdown is, and then fix it. And then in the US, we've got an economy that's built on free enterprise and very, very little regulations, and we've seen the bloodbath that happens over there. Mm-hmm. And to a large extent, as people reading our weekly reports, etc., they'll know that Janine and I think, well, they've not done anything to really alleviate that sort of situation. So maybe another 20 or 30 years, they're going to have another big meltdown again unless they start regulating properly. You know, whereas Australia, we don't have that problem. We have whilst I hate to say it, we've got governments that actually are reasonably good at regulating. Sometimes they over-regulate, and which they're doing at the moment, obviously, with some of these FOFA reforms and things like that. Mm-hmm. But to me, I'd rather have that over-regulation than under-regulation than the US has.
Exactly, exactly.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.